arriving, settling in. With care and kindness, bringing that quality in which the yoga is so beautifully framed of listening to the body, respecting, caring. Accepting, how is the body right now? In meditation and in yoga, we can bring a quality of care, respect, a sense of sacredness of the body, sacredness of each of the elements in the body. What does sacred mean? What do we mean when we say that word, sacred? Is it a bit mysterious? It points to a dimension of experience, how we can perceive, how we can know the body, the world, experience, relationships. As meaningful. One of my teachers, Burn Buddhist, a Tibetan Buddhist teacher, Tenzin Wangyal Rinpoche, was asked, what does the word sacred mean? And he said, that which helps us to come closer to ourselves. I really thought about that, very beautiful. That which helps us come closer to ourselves. The essence of ourselves. Our truest self. So an invitation to contemplate earth element in the body, earth element outside the body. And in and both within and outside as sacred, as meaningful. Deserving our love, deserving our respect, deserving our care. Practice of holding the body as sacred when we do the yoga asanas? Do we judge the body for its limitations? Do we judge ourselves? And so when we notice if that arises, not good enough, feeling the stiffening of, with age in the body, perhaps bringing the medicine of love, the medicine of care, the medicine of kindness to how we engage in that experience of being embodied. A way of cultivating an ongoing attention and understanding of sacredness of the body of life is to bring awareness. This same teacher that I mentioned said that when we bring awareness to the breath, when we mix the breath and awareness, the yoga of joining awareness and breathing, brings us to an experience of knowing every breath as the life force, prana. Moving through us, keeping us alive. The mixture of breath and awareness in the Tibetan tradition, he uses the expression nectar. It's the nectar that we can experience within this being and within this body, mind, heart. cultivating an attitude of the sacredness of the body is very close to cultivating the love, the kindness, the friendship, metta, that we've been reflecting and cultivating as we're entering into these practices. That which we value, that which we consider precious, wonderful, awesome, we care for. Our hearts and imaginations have been diminished by the materialism of our world. Science, with all its benefits, has reduced our imaginations and capacity to care. We've come to regard the life around us as something that's dead, without life, without any intrinsic value, and even ourselves. Can we reawaken our hearts and our imaginations to a dimension of the sacred? And bring a quality of love to this being. Even with all its conditioning, even with all the aches and pains of the body, loving what is, as Byron Katie says, loving what is, just as it is. Let your body be your home base in meditation. Coming back to feeling the body, sensing the body, sitting on the earth. Feeling the body breathing. Noticing the sensations of pressure, the body being supported by the earth pushing back with an equal force to the weight of the body pressing down. feeling the shape of the body, the posture of the body. And letting that be a place of rest for the attention, for the mind. Abiding with kindness, with love in the body. We're coming to a walking period, and then there'll be lunch, and then there'll be unscheduled time until 2:30. So I'd like to offer you first a suggestion of a meditation you can do at some point during this time. And then after that, I'll offer some instruction in walking meditation for those who haven't done walking meditation or who just want to maybe hear some other options about how to do walking meditation. So this is a meditation which is described by Mark Coleman in his book, Awake in the Wild. And it's about spending time with a tree and meditating with a tree. And this write-up of it was, it's from Tricycle Magazine by Lynn Wang Gordon. They just reflected on how being with a tree helped them to connect with their father who had died during the pandemic. So they weren't able to be with their father and just connecting with a tree that had fallen was just a way of connecting with that, with the body of their father, which is really beautiful that we can feel the spirit in a tree and know that that spirit is something that we share with all of life. So Mark Coleman, first of all says, let yourself be called to a particular tree. So tuning into the body and just noticing, what tree calls you to get closer, and what tree do you find interesting and that you'd like to connect with. So seeing if there's a tree that you just really find interesting and then just follow that. So as you approach the tree, as we approach the tree, so taking in a sense of the whole tree from a distance and noticing its height and its shape and how it connects with the environment. and with the other trees around it, and with the earth. And then slowly approaching the tree, and looking at the tree from the base, from the roots to the canopy of the tree. And at this season now, the trees have shed their leaves, and we can see all the intricate shapes of the branches. I always love that time when we see how all the shapes that are made, and we can see the sky through the different, it's like a stained glass window. You can see the light coming in through all these different shapes that the branches make. The Zen master Shunryo Suzuki said, as soon as you see something, you already start to intellectualize it. And as soon as you intellectualize something, it's no longer what you saw. And that's what perception does. We perceive. And so perception is one of the mental factors that arises in our awareness as we engage in the world around us. And we're given names, we're given labels. This is a tree. And so, how many times do we just look at a tree and on some level, probably unconsciously, we just say that's a tree and stop looking. So this is an invitation to keep looking at the tree and notice its shape, its texture, its colors, as if you're seeing a tree for the first time. Imagining that, you're just taking in the world around you as a 6-month-old or a 1-year-old, and really just having that fascination that we see with children. And notice how the tree is part of a whole ecosystem. You might notice the vegetation around it, and aware of the root system underneath the ground that is holding the ground, and the grass and the leaves that have fallen now, which are going to decompose and nourish the tree and nourish the whole, the ground around the tree. And what are the scents? What smells are coming up from the earth? What's the scent of the bark? Do you hear sounds as you stand next to the tree? Are there birds? Are you noticing insects scurrying around, maybe on the surface of the tree or on the ground? So are you noticing any moss or ferns or lichen that may be living on the tree or around the tree? And be aware that there are so many living beings in and around this tree, that this tree is a home. It's a home, just as our bodies are homed for many, many different microorganisms. Our body is a community of communities, and a tree too is a home for birds, for insects, for microscopic beings. And be aware that that our presence, our human presence, has an impact on the life around us. So perhaps bring that quality of ahimsa, of non-harming, of caring for life as we are engaging with that tree. And at some point in the process, you might, as you are approaching the tree and sensing the tree, you might ask permission of the tree. Like, I'm approaching this system, this life system, with respect Is that okay? Can I engage with you and open up imaginatively, heartfully to that? Asking permission to engage with the life around us is something that we don't do very often. We kind of feel that we're here to take what's around us. And so bringing an attitude of respect, appreciation, gratitude. And then maybe checking in with the body. How does the body want to interact with the tree? Do you want to touch it? Do you want to lean against it? Do you want to hug it? Do you want to just feel the texture? Do you want to put your nose up to it and deeply inhale the smells of that tree? Do you want to feel the texture with your cheek, with your lips, with your fingertips? So, you know, let go of those grown-up inhibitions that we all have acquired, and be a kid, be playful, be curious, be embodied with the tree, and engaged in a kind of a conversation, exchange with the tree. And notice, does anything shift in you as you engage with this tree? Does anything open or release, or does it change your mind about in some way about some idea that you have about who you are and what a tree is? Just doesn't have to be anything major. It could be very subtle. Do you feel a sense of joy? Do you feel a kind of companionship? So, so there's no right or wrong experience. It's just whatever arises for you. And then we have this kind of timing device within ourselves that we give ourselves just so much time to be with an experience, like, okay, so I got it, you know? And so when you notice that, if you notice that arising, just wait and stay a little bit longer. A little bit, just give it a little bit more time. A few more breaths. Maybe change your position in relation to the tree. Maybe ask the tree if it has something it wants to tell you or give you or teach you. And then when it is time to move on, in some way, you know, I invite you to express your appreciation, your gratitude to that tree, whether it's offering some water from your bottle, or your gratitude, or your touch, or your kindness from your heart. There's a sensitivity that plants have that we're just beginning to understand. So, yeah, so that's an invitation to play with that. You know, please see it as something to play with, to explore. You know, over the next couple of hours, whenever you like, if you want to do it during walking meditation or after lunch, as you wish. And so now, please do your walking meditation. You can do it outside if you like. And there's a form that we do with walking meditation. The form is an invitation. If you'd like to do this form, you can. And so I'll explain it. Some people are very familiar with it. It's a walking back and forth, and kind of it's a kind of slowing down the walking, at least for part of the time that we're walking. Kind of, so taking a space about 20 steps, 20, 25 steps, it doesn't have to be exact. You know, there are many different forms of walking in Zen and in the Tibetan, some Tibetan forms. They do walking collectively, so in a circle or you know, outside, walking together. And in Thai forest tradition, the walking is just walk. Walk naturally, feel the earth beneath your feet, feel the body moving, and feel each step as touching the earth. Thich Nhat Hanh says, with each step, I kiss the earth. It's beautiful contemplation. And so, and there's a more structured form that is done in the Burmese and Sri Lankan tradition. So I'll teach that to anyone who doesn't know it, who wants to practice that. You can stay back, and anyone else can just go and begin the walking meditation. I'll just wait a couple minutes.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.